As we heard in Sam's report, many rural residents of New Hampshire have a strong connection to guns, but that wasn't always the case in this state. Russell Bastido served as New Hampshire State Curator from 1997 to 2009. He recently wrote about the history of firearms in early New Hampshire history in the Peterborough Ledger Transcript. Russell, good to talk with you. And why was it that in the 18th century there weren't many hunters or gun owners in this state?
The state was pretty well logged off before 1790. Firewood was being shipped down from what's today the Northeast Kingdom down the Connecticut River. On the coast, it was coming down from Nova Scotia and Cape Breton on ships. People didn't see deer. There's an 1841 history of Hillsborough that talks about a deer being seen at one point on the far edges of town in the distant past. Game was just not around. People had traps for foxes and, you know, animals that would attack cows or goats. But the ordinary equipment for a farmer didn't often include a gun. Gunpowder was expensive. There's a lead mine road in Keene, but lead mines were few and far between, so getting ammunition beyond gunpowder was not an easy thing.
Now, what about the issue that we hear about in connection with the Second Amendment, the militia, the well-regulated militia? New Hampshire had that as early as, I believe you wrote, 1792.
Yes, it was created by the federal government. They were afraid without British protection that they might be attacked by some other European power, so they formed a militia in all of the states, the new states.
And who was part of the militias here?
White men between the ages of 16 and 45 were expected to show up for drills, held usually in June after planting, and then a much bigger drill with other intertown companies was held in September before harvest. They had to tend their crops.
Aside from the annual drills, was this militia ever pressed into service? And if so, for what purposes?
Few of them showed up. Governor Langdon was afraid that Portsmouth would be attacked. The British had blockaded the port of Portsmouth, and he was afraid that British troops might come ashore. So he issued a call for militia troops, and five or six men from Dublin went over to Portsmouth and came back, and they were paid by the town for their service. It was a pretty much a voluntary thing. If they issued a call for a company, a few of the men would go. Other men had, other things to do and didn't go. And that's really the only time that the state militia was ever called out.
In the national debate about guns, gun rights, gun control, we often hear about the early days of the country where there was this concern about an overly powerful government and that citizens had guns in the hopes of protecting their rights and their liberties if that government were to try to take them. It sounds like what you're saying is that the historical record in this state shows a different focus. Am I characterizing that correctly?
Yeah, I think you're correct. And if citizens read their town histories, they will usually find some references. This is not stuff that's impossible to find out.
Even in the live-free-or-die state, though, you would think that there would be at least some of that feeling.
There probably was some of that feeling, but it was hard to get gunpowder and hard to get ammunition and pretty hard to get a weapon often. And you think of the colonial experience where you had powder houses, that means where they stored gunpowder, and they usually stored weapons there as well, and the only time people got weapons in colonial days were when the governor issued a call to, come down and get to the powder house and get a ration of powder and get your weapon or a weapon. But these were not things that people hung on their walls. This was not a John Wayne country in those days. This was a farming country.
Russell Bastido, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Russell Bastido served as state curator for over 20 years. You can find a link to his piece on the use of guns in early New Hampshire at nhpr.org.